And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to another edition of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Nick Stoffel. Not only do we have an ASC certified technician this morning to help you out, we got the guy that runs the whole show. He is right here. He also has all the pressure, too. So there's no.
Oh, it's not that bad, Denny.
No, you don't think so. Nick Stoffel is with us. Good morning, Nick. I hope you had a good week. And I would assume, knowing Lloyd's Automotive, it's been a busy week, I presume.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as the spring is trying to sprung here, and, you know, the snow's melting away, and a lot of those potholes are exposed, and the cars are taking a bit of an abuse right now. So we're busy trying to keep everybody's wheels on and keep them going down the road.
Boy, that's a good point. I know we talk about that usually once a year, Nick, as you know. But again, just my own driving experiences this past week, man, they're opening up. What can happen? I mean, if we hit some big Grand Canyon, what can happen to our vehicles, tires, steering mechanisms? What? Maybe give us a worst-case scenario.
The above, you know, I mean, you should always be paying attention when you're driving, but more so this time of the year, as we all know, and you want to be careful not to, you know, if you clip one of those potholes, you know, square with one of your wheels, you could end up with a flat tire, a bent wheel. If any of your steering or suspension components are already worn, that extra abuse, it just adds more wear and tear and a potential failure, you know. And it's, you know, as we all know, as you get older, if you try to hop down and jump down, it's hard on your knees, hard on your ankles and your hips, and, you know, your car feels the same way. So do your best to avoid all that, and give your car the space and try to find the better roads, you know, the other route maybe if necessary.
Yeah, good analogy. getting off on hitting your knees. Now, I want to invite our listeners, as you know, Nick, having done the show often, if you have any kind of a car care question, you don't have to be a motorhead here. You can just, if you need to bring in your car for service to your favorite shop, your favorite dealer, you want to know what might be ailing, call or text Nick at 651-461-9226. But do it earlier rather than later, because Nick will be with us for about another half hour or so, then making way for Jack Farrell. So call us or text us if we have any kind of a car care question for Nick from Lloyd's Automotive. In fact, we have one right now, and we've got text messages too. Dave, I think, is calling. He's first up here, calling in from Woodbury this morning. Dave, you're on with Nick.
Good morning. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have a 2005 Highlander with 111,000 miles. And I tried to make an appointment at the Toyota dealer to have the power steering fluid changed. And they told me they don't do it because Toyota doesn't recommend it. And I'm wondering, do you do that on Toyotas? And if so, how is it done? And doesn't the fluid break down over time? Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess we do service, you know, all vehicles and all fluids for that matter. Obviously, intervals have changed with time and technology. The quality of the fluids have gotten better. But as we know, in our climate, from the freezing and thawing and all the dirt and debris, a lot of that collection of that material get into the fluid. So I would say there is a way to exchange or flush out that fluid in the power steering. You know, you essentially kind of use a tool that replaces the fluid in the reservoir, and you kind of cycle through it and kind of pay attention. And once it starts to clean up, you can see the difference. And quite honestly, on a cold morning, when your power steering is real stiff, that's a good sign telling you that, hey, the fluid is starting to break down, it's not as flowing as well as it should be. It's kind of, you know, collecting a lot of debris. It's getting real thick. So if you go out and get that fluid exchanged, I think you'll notice almost immediately a difference in the quality of your power steering assist.
Nick, does brake fluid have the same, issues as power steering fluid?
Honestly, Denny, different types of issues, but all fluids, brake fluid,
yeah,
power steering fluid, transmission, engine oil that we always talk about, but the rest of them we kind of forget about. So, you know, you don't do them as often, so it's not as critical, but, you know, a transmission fluid service has evolved over the years. You know, most cases, they're a drain and fill now, which isn't as difficult, but the fluids have gotten so expensive, so it's still a fairly costly endeavor, but you might not do that until 40,000 or 80,000 miles, so it's not quite as often. And, you know, they're probably not an interval for power steering fluid, but you can very well look at that fluid. And if it's starting to collect a lot of material in there where it's getting an interval for power steering fluid, But you can very well look at that fluid, and if it starting to collect a lot of material in there, where it's getting really discolored, you know, it's typically around a $100 service, and it makes your power steering pump happy, makes your rack and pinion happy. So it's a service should be done for sure.
Yeah, in a moment, we'll let you know how to get a hold of Lloyd's if you need some help. If you're just joining us, Nick Stoffel, ASE certified technician and the guy that runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, helping you out till just about 7:45 this morning. So if we have any kind of a car care question, by all means, call Nick, text Nick, same number, 651-461-9226. I know once in a while, as you know, Nick, we talk about electric vehicles, hybrids as well. And a listener wants to know if you know the price range to replace an electric car battery when needed. I would imagine there are a few bucks. I don't know if we've ever talked about that in the past.
You know, like with most technologies, there's an extreme right now. Obviously, the segment of the full electric vehicle is going to have its niche. We'll see how it lands in our climate. Hybrids are very common and a great technology and a good way to kind of have a balance, less dependent on the oil, have a way to utilize energy in different ways in the vehicle. And I've seen stories where some, you know, electric vehicle batteries could be over $10,000, $15,000. And I believe also that these batteries are going to last you 10, 15 years, so most of those cars haven't been around that long. So as the technology changes and there's more supply and demand in the market, those prices will correct. You know, in my opinion, the biggest concern will be disposal of these batteries and how we're going to recycle them. And there's a lot of thought to go into. Just buying one sounds a lot of fun, but we got to think the whole life cycle of this vehicle and how we're going to be able to support, just not today, but going forward. How are we going to handle all this? So it'll be interesting. I'm excited. You know, I mean, I still got a lot of years left in this business. And, you know, it went from carburation to fuel injection and points and condensers to the electric ignition. And now everything's ran by a computer. So she keeps evolving. And it's exciting. It really is. It's a great field to be in. And, you know, they're not so much just the grease monkeys of yesteryears. I mean, there's a lot more technology involved. And you got to be pretty bright to, you know, fix a lot of these cars now.
Boy, that is for sure. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a quick break here. If you have any kind of a car care question, call or text 651-461-9226. We'll be back with more phone calls and text messages. Alan in St. Paul, you'll be first up here on the phone. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO, 26 degrees, going for 53. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, give us the info. Folks that want to come and see you guys, they need some help. How do we get in touch, and where the heck are you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're ever on lovely Grand Avenue here in St. Paul, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, which is two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. So as the spring warms up and you're walking by, stop and say hi. If you ever have to give us a call, it's 651-228-1316. And then if you're online there, it's lloydsautomotive.net, and that's Lloyds automotive.net.
Nice people there for sure. All right, Nick, we've got callers, we have texters, and Nick Stoffel is going to be answering your car questions until just about 7:45, so don't wait. Let's see who's. We promised Alan at St. Paul he would be first up here calling in. Thanks for waiting, Alan. What's your question for Nick?
Yeah, good morning, Nick and Denny. My question is, during COVID-19, I have a friend that's not driving his car at all, not at all, for a couple years. And what problem does that cause a car in terms of that it sits and doesn't run at all, in terms of like the tires, the batteries, the belts, the brakes? And what does that do for future maintenance for that car?
Well, somebody, I understand, and it's a different world that we're in the last couple of years, obviously, and hopefully everything's going well for that individual. But if the opportunity arrives for somebody to drive the vehicle, that would be great. And, you know, the first go-around, likely the battery has failed. It's likely frozen over these last couple winters, and they don't rebound from that. So it'll need that done. And then we start worrying about the fuel a little bit, maybe putting an additive in the tank to kind of help clean that up a little bit. I suspect the brakes will be a little crunchy, a little bit of noise maybe. But I think if somebody carefully drives it the first time or two, hopefully they'll clean up and any of that corrosion that's built up in the rotors will clean up. Some cases it can't and they'll have to be replaced. But I think the first go around, whoever drives it should be very cautious, be very aware and in tune with the vehicle. Maybe just that time have WCC off. But in the future, I'll obviously be listening. But I would tell you, we've heard and seen a lot of variations of that. It's that all winter. It's that for the last year. So the car's not doomed. Someone needs to drive it. Someone needs to be close attention. After you take it for a drive or two, take it in to get it serviced, fresh oil, have somebody check the tires and the brakes and all the fluids and stuff, and likely the car will be fine.
Yeah, especially, thank goodness, we have close to 60 degrees here in the next couple days, Sunday and Monday. It might be a good time to kind of thaw it out at your suggestion. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate that. Let's go to Don, who is calling in from New Richmond, I believe, this morning. Thanks, Don. What's your question for Nick Stoffel?
Hi. I was wondering, I went to my oil change, and they recommended putting a cleaner in the oil, run the car for 15 minutes, drain it out, and then put another cleaner in there. It's only got 23,000 miles on. I didn't think it was necessary. What's your opinion on that?
So I'm a firm believer that you cannot fix a car out of the can. I'm not saying that's what they're telling you here, but I also will correct myself and say we have done a lot more of that type of maintenance in the last couple of years simply because oil change intervals have extended. The way the engines are designed to operate, we see a lot more stress and pressure on the engine oil. So first and foremost, you should absolutely have your oil change on a regular interval, depending on your drive cycles and your vehicle. That might vary a little bit. Make sure you get a good quality oil, not the least expensive option, not the best option for sure. And periodically, somebody might tell you, we see a little bit of sludge building up here in this motor. We'd like to run this additive through to kind of help clean it up and clear it out before we have bigger problems. I do believe that that's a legitimate service that will help prevent any significant sludge, any crankcase issues, any blow eye. It'll help delay or prevent any of these maintenance issues or these failures that we're starting to see. So I don't know the best product in the world. I couldn't even speak of that. But with a little research, I think if that's a process you want to start including, every few oil changes, I think it's a fair thing to have done.
All right, very good. If you have a car care question for Nick, call it in or text it in before Nick takes his leave here in about 15 minutes. 651-461-9226. That's for either a phone call or text, whichever is easier for you. 651-461-9226. Here's one for you, Nick. It's an 03 Accord, 250,000 miles on it. There's a metallic grinding sound coming from the right side of the engine. Change the power steering pump, spun all the pulleys. They are fine. Do you have any other ideas?
Possibly the same thing we were just talking about with oil. If it has a variable valve timing system, which oftentimes the system that's most abused from oil, there could be something with that control valve that's trying to cycle and trying to operate, and maybe it's not getting the correct oil pressure, oil flow, volume. It'd be fair to have, go by your local mechanic and pop the hood open and let them take a listen and a look at it, too. It's that system's purpose is to control valve timing. As time has evolved with technology and vehicles, they're using more oil pressure to control timing in different types of ways. So it's really critical that system's operating properly so your car obviously operates properly. Fuel economy and power acceleration, all those things are all affected by that. So stop by your shop, have them put an ear to it and see what they think.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you and your crew, I mean, when you actually hear it, that's a whole different thing. Bringing it to a professional ear, and then you could probably zero in on it much quicker than
well,
us.
Well, and the scary thing is, Denny, we've noticed here in the last year or so, people are starting to say, well, I heard my engine starting to make some noise, and now I know I'm due for an oil change. that's too late. You can't let it get to the point where it's, you know, you're starting to hear some of these subsystems. You know, we've always worried about crankshafts and camshafts and those items, which are critical and important. But a lot of these other additional items using oil are really getting neglected and abused because we go too long, it gets too low on oil, and then these repairs get very costly. So I can't stress, as we always have, change your oil.
Read that manual once in a while, too, your maintenance schedule. That sometimes can help. All right, Nick, hang on. We're going to take a break here, see what that forecast is calling for. If you have any kind of a car care question, call it in, text it in at 651-461-9226. We'll be back with more CCO Car Care Show on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Nick, I know our time is limited here, so let's see how many folks we can help out as quickly as we can. Here's a 2015 Toyota Tundra, 105,000 miles at oil change. The technician said there's a leak in my cam tower in oil pan. I'd like to hang on to this truck for a while. Is this something I should have repaired? Sounds like a cam tower leak repair is expensive.
Yeah, I believe it is quite costly. I oil leaks are important to monitor and manage. If it's seeping and damp, monitor it. If it's starting to collect a drip and starting to get oil on the other of the systems, it should be repaired. So it may not be needed today, but down the road it probably will be. And I agree 100%, 100,000 miles, you've got a long, long road ahead of you with this car. So I would definitely invest the money and keep it in good working order.
Yeah. Well, here's a sign of the times. What can be done to protect catalytic converter theft on my car?
Depending on the vehicle, you may not need it. A lot of the converters are located in a place where you can't gain access to them. So that's the first thing. A lot of the most commonly vehicle thefts, you know, like a lot of the Priuses and some of these cars, they have plates and shields and protectors designed specifically for those vehicles that work wonderfully. If you're stuck somewhere in between, there's cable systems, there's rebars, a lot of deterrents. And, you know, the truth is that there's no foolproof way of preventing it. But our experience has been if you put a little bit of a deterrent that causes people to do more work than they're looking to do, they seem to just kind of pass up on going to the next vehicle, which is unfortunate. Yeah. And hopefully they'll figure this out and get this under control.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, Mike sent in this, a 2013 Ford C-Max. He said, I had an oil seal failure. I find that the seal in the filter is smaller where it connects to the flange of the engine. How can I find a filter that fits better? I'm using the correct filter according to the charts, but feel it is incorrect. Oh, there's a tough one.
Well, the sealing surface and the flow rate and the filtration rate of the filter are designed for a reason. Obviously, this sounds like this individual wants more capacity. You know, years ago there was a short and a tall filter. Well, they don't do that anymore. And I would caution you from putting something different than what the catalog calls for. So some of them do look pretty small, which might be a reminder to change a little more often. But I can't tell you I would ever change from what the guide tells you to use. You don't want to create an internal engine issue for sure.
Okay. I think if we don't get all the texts answered, Nick, I'm going to save these till next week so we don't shortchange anybody here. We'll open
Absolutely.
Up the show to them next week. Here's one. It is a 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland, which is losing power steering fluid about every 5 days. Texter cannot see if it's a pump or a hose. Is there a way to diagnose?
Well, a lot of times certain leaks can be difficult to find. Oftentimes, we'll end up cleaning the whole area really well, got a good degreaser, and get it rinsed down and dried off. And then you can add a little bit of dye to the fluid. Now, you got to be quick and be careful because you have that dye. You want to get that black light in there and try to find that fluorescent streak so then you can find the source of it. If it goes too long, well, then you got to start all over. So depending on the source of the leak, it's a very good way to confirm what's going on and might be worthwhile.
Well, boss, we got to run. Let's do the show again next week for sure. Same time, same station. If we need some help and we want to get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's Automotive, where and when and how do we do it?
I'll get one more time here. So if you ever have to give us a call, 651-228-1316, and we're here to be a second opinion for you anytime. If you're in the neighborhood on lovely Grand Avenue, we're in the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, which is 982 Grand. And if you're on your online there, it's LloydsAutomotive.net, and that's with two L's, so it's L-L-O-Y-D-S Automotive.net.
Excellent. We'll see you down there, Nick. Thanks so much for your help today. Always appreciate that. Have a good week coming up.
You too. Thank you, Denny.
Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat is next. Then get those lawn and garden questions ready next hour. The Smart Garden on the way. And then Home Improvement at 9 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 26 degrees here in the Twin Cities, heading for 53.